The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, starting hour number two, Maddie sent a text, which is great because I didn't even think about it from this context, what we were talking about with Ben Standing, wrote in The Athletic about the Commanders facing more Heisman Trophy winners in the past this year than any other team. Not just quarterbacks, right? We always associate the Heisman with the quarterback because it always seems to play out that way. But you got Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, certainly a lot of quarterbacks, Joe Burrow, Devontae Smith.
Uh-huh.
I forgot Devontae Smith won the Heisman. Yep. Bryce Young, Caleb Williams.
Yep.
Huh. Interesting. I totally forgot about
That's
Devontae
a very,
Smith.
Very, very interesting piece.
I mean,
of
like, to me, the Heisman has lost some of its cachet.
Oh, my gosh. You old people. It just, as soon as something just gets...
I said some of its cachet.
We have two Heisman winners also on the team with Marcus and with Jaden.
Jaden and who?
Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota.
That's right. Mariota won.
Mariota won in 2014.
Good Lord.
Who's Marcus Mariota? No, I'm joking.
Let me read this tweet. Wait a second. I thought this was a good tweet from Eddie, your buddy, earlier in the
Eddie
show.
D.
He was taking aim at you, so I wanted to make sure that we get that in, right? Because that's the only appropriate thing. He says, what is hilarious is that this is the same man who got incredibly upset and angry about DC building a stadium over a playground, and now Chris can't get upset about the scheduling and the bye week and all that. Can we go back to that conversation? Y'all are all over the place. Let's bring up the stadium location. It's funny as hell. So Eddie was basically defending me because you were mad that I had the audacity to bring up the fact that Thursday Night Football sucks and short weeks suck and the fact that the Commanders have been screwed 3 years in a row on the bye.
No one cares.
You don't care.
It's irrelevant.
You don't care. I care. People out there care. People that are on the right side of the argument care. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the phones. Let's say hello to Charles in D.C. next up on the Team 980.
Hello,
Charles. How are you? Hello, Charles.
What's up, buddy?
Charles? I heard
hello?
Some. Yeah.
Charles, what's
Charles
up,
you're on the radio. Go right ahead.
Okay, this is not Charles. This is Thomas out of D.C.
Oh, Thomas. Okay. Sorry
Thomas
about that.
In DC,
maybe that's why
answering.
Thomas, hello, Thomas. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing all right. Like, I'm a little under weather now, so you got to give me a little patience with this.
All right.
But I think there ain't nothing wrong with giving constructive criticism.
Thank you.
About the quarterback, right?
Agree.
And Tomlin, they came on the radio with praising Jaden Daniels and the team and the franchise and the new all that, but in the back of his head, you seen what it was when they got on the field with Pittsburgh. That he sent them extra people up in there to make sure they kept him. They kept him on the wraps, you know. And one other thing I wanted to say, and I'm gonna let it go. I think that the Commanders is gonna win this football game, and this may sound funny, but Hurts. They got to keep it on. They can't let him run on them. And also, you know, they got a running back. They got a running back, too, so they got to deal with him. But I think if they keep Hurst on the wraps, that the Commanders going to win this football game. That's all I have
yeah,
to say
that,
about that.
No, that's absolutely correct. I appreciate the phone call, Thomas. Feel better. Nice to have you aboard on the show. Listen, tomorrow night, we're going to get more, obviously, into the game as we go along here later on in the show and especially tomorrow. But tomorrow night is, you can't just zero in on one thing, but if you can, if you can draw it up in your eyes and say, or in your head and say, well, like, what is a top key? It is making sure that Jalen Hurts doesn't break you down as your pressure gets there. And basically, like, the touchdown that he threw to Dallas Goedert, when I was watching it post-game in the press box on Sunday, I said, that is where the Commanders are going to struggle the most. They're going to get there. They're going to put pressure on him. They're going to be breathing on his neck. They're going to have an arm wrapped around him. They're going to blitz off the edge. Frankie Louvu, Jeremy Chin, somebody, Quan Martin, and they're going to wrap. Oh, wait a second. He got away from it. He breaks away. He either runs or he throws a missile to Dallas Goedert, who's sitting there open. I said, that is where if they can win that, just that a part of the equation, they're going to give themselves a chance to win, obviously.
I think you all are completely missing it.
Of course you think that. Why would we be allowed to have a good football point that's opposite of how you think?
To say that that's the biggest decider?
I didn't say that. I said that is a huge factor tomorrow night. If you don't think that's a huge factor, their ability to corral Jalen Hurts and prevent him from killing him and extending with his legs and or again standing and breaking away from tacklers or sackers and throwing darts, if you don't think, especially in the red zone, if you don't think that's a big part, then we're not watching the same sport. We're not watching the same team.
It's not that I'm saying it's not a big part. I just think there's one thing in particular that will kill them is it's not gang tackling Saquon Barkley.
Okay, fine. I didn't say it was the
number
one thing.
He is the straw that stirs the drink for them offensively.
Okay, but you like to boil things down to one thing. I like to look at multiple things, and I say I'll give you that.
If
absolutely.
If they bottle up Saquon Barkley, that's their best chance of winning this game.
What if they bottle up Saquon Barkley and then Jalen Hurts dances all over them like he did the Cowboys last week?
And that happens.
Okay. But I'm saying, like, you can have more than one key to your defensive plan.
Of course. But if we're going to talk about it in terms of importance level, you got to stop Saquon Barkley. Point blank.
Yeah. And got to also stop Jalen Hurts.
Your plan for stopping Saquon Barkley is what I'm most curious about. Are they going to play a light box out of respect for A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, or are they going to drop Jeremy Chin down and live with the results? That, to me, that decision right there will tell you a lot about how this is going to go.
I think they're going to do both. I don't think they're going to do one. Because really, if you look at the Baltimore game, they did one in the first half, and got killed via shallow crossing routes and intermediate crossing routes from Zay Flowers. And then they started having to compensate for that, and that's where they gave up the rushing yardage to Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. So to me, while Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts are not the same as Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, the attack or the mindset or the philosophy probably is somewhat similar. And what they can't afford to do is overcommit an eighth guy to the box so that you get killed by AJ Smith. I was thinking about my friend AJ Smith, who used to be here and longtime NFL general manager who passed away on Mother's Day. AJ Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert and so on and so forth.
John
and
Dotson.
Again, Jahan Dotson, right? So I think they will mix it up, which is, I know, generic, but you can't afford to just be like, nope, we're playing eight in the box because at all costs, we're going to shut down Saquon Barkley, or we have to. Because if you do, they are better at receiver. Now, they're not better at quarterback, so that might be the difference. That might be the equalizer, right? Lamar is better than Jalen Hurts.
If the quarterback's being afforded layups, then...
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Baldinger had an interesting line last night.
What time did you have him on?
Him and Lane Johnson are pretty good friends, and they were, you know, Lane was describing to Baldy their offensive line. They just run it. They run and hit. Joe Witt talks about running and hitting. That is what the Eagles have done. Mm-hmm. They are running and hitting people. And Mekhi Becton.
I don't think they're going to get Jordan Mailata back.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't matter. It does promise you it doesn't.
It does matter. Jordan Mailata is really good.
He is, but it doesn't matter. Okay. I more so look at Can our interior guys, mm-hmm. it's not about the tackle spot. Mm-hmm. I think Dante Fowler's the edge rusher that gives a Lane Johnson and a lot of problems because he's a bendy, twitched up guy. He can bend the edge against them. They're 2 6'8" mammoths.
Well, he's probably not going to go against Lane Johnson much of the night because Dante Fowler's mostly on the right side of the defense.
Either way.
Okay.
Wherever he has a big advantage to it. Not an advantage, but I look at him as the guy,
Dante,
that's in the best position to get consistent pass rush. You know who's not going to be? I'm telling you, I think Landon Dickerson's the best guard in football. I firm confidently say that, and that's the area that this group.
Yeah,
is
I mean,
struggling.
I haven't broken down every guard in the world, so I don't know what analytic you're using to judge that. I know Landon Dickerson's good. I don't know if he's the best
against this team. Consistently, whips ass. So
he's a damn good player.
I worry about the same issues that I worried about going into Pittsburgh. This is just a better offensive line.
All right.
So that's for as good as they were a run defense. Can you do it against Philly?
All right. Obviously, some of our game preview, look ahead, what have you. We'll get more into it as we go along, and certainly tomorrow. But let's get more of your calls. Is it wrong to blame Jaden Daniels or to be critical of Jaden Daniels? I don't buy this notion that we can't call him a rookie just because he's so far advanced for what a typical rookie is. He's still a rookie. He still could hit that rookie wall. And that's another thing that I've heard nobody talk about. Jaden Daniels has played a lot of college football, played 5 years of college football, played a lot of games last year, didn't play the bowl game, but played a lot of games last year. College teams get at least 2 byes a year. There's a difference. He could be hitting a rookie wall, guys. I know nobody wants to admit that. He could be hitting a rookie wall. Let's get back to the phones. We just lost one here, so let's go to RC in Fort Washington next up on the Team 980. What's up, RC? How are you?
RC.
Hey, thank you, man, for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
I want to say, listen to what you are talking about this morning. I think they played a pretty good game against Pittsburgh. I think the only downfall that caused Washington the game was when they had that play that they lost yardage.
The Deami Brown?
Right. That was a key point when they tried to throw it back to Jaden Daniels. That was a key point. Right. And also, to Linnell, it hurts. I'm not hurts. The tight end had to realize that he should have went up a couple yards over the first down sticks in order to get that first down, because he knew at some point those guys were going to be keying him on that fourth down. I think that if that had took place, then I think that we would have won the game. I really do.
I don't disagree with you on that, but ultimately,
notice what Jaden had to do on that play too. Faded back a mile.
But ultimately, the question, RC, for you and that we're trying to get at is it okay to be critical of Jaden Daniels, or should we not be critical of Jaden Daniels? Honest about Jaden Daniels because he's done so much, one, and because he is still, again, by the book, a rookie.
Does Jaden Daniels get a pass?
Okay. I think also, Rooster, the reason why that he didn't run on Pittsburgh and Baltimore as much, because he knew those guys were gonna try to re-injure him.
Understood.
So
yeah.
I think the offensive coordinator.
But is it okay to blame him? Is what I'm getting at.
No. Listen, man. You don't have anybody can win in the NFL. It's just like Arizona Cardinals. Some guys are on the road now, and we beat them. So any given Sunday, anybody can win and anybody can lose. So
yeah, no, I got you. Thank you, RC. Appreciate you. I understand all of everybody's gotten a different agenda. What we want to kind of focus on is Jaden Daniels impervious to criticism? And I don't think he is. And I don't think – you said something to me on the drive-in, and of course it's true. If you went to Jaden Daniels and just, like, ran into him at Wegmans in Ashburn –
how do you think you played Sunday?
Yeah, and said, man, if he's being honest, which I think he's honest, a lot, he'd probably say, man, it wasn't good enough. Yeah, I did some good things, but I didn't do enough good things. Or I made some bad decisions. Not bad decisions. I made some... My execution was off. Because bad decisions would generally be bad reads, bad... Well, bad decisions, and therefore interceptions or reckless plays. And I don't think that was the case. 301-230-0980. Let's get to AP in... Wherever AP is going from, I can't even think. AP, go right ahead. AP is the longest ramp up.
My apologies. Chris Russell. The birthday boy.
Oh.
Linnell Willingham.
That's the Messiah to you.
Well, acknowledge me.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. He's not the Monday night Messiah like Seth Rollins is. He is the main event Messiah.
Well, because I'm usually on late at night, and it's the main event.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
It's funny you said... Wherever I'm calling from, I'm actually calling from Northwest Stadium. I had to go ahead and update my gear. You know, I'm a little outdated, so went ahead and got me one of those fancy smancy, what are they called?
Jerseys.
I'm having them needed.
Jerseys?
Well, it's a jersey, but it's a military jersey.
Gotcha.
Getting old, Chris.
All right. Yep, that's all right. Trust me, you ain't older than me.
Salute the service.
Yeah,
salute the service. Yeah, I got some gray hairs coming in. Yeah.
Oh, so you're at the stadium, right?
He's at the stadium. Salute the service.
I'm at Northwest. I went to the team store, had to get me a jersey, I had to update my gear a little bit.
Say hello to Josh for me.
Hey, look, if I'm talking to Josh, man... Look, I've made it in life if I'm talking to that guy.
All right, but, so what do you think? What do you think?
I'll be quick. I'll be quick. So as far as the argument here, Jaden Daniels, I'll say this. The sport that the Washington Commanders play is a team sport. And Jaden didn't have his best game. However, when he did put the ball on his receivers
mm-hmm. –
they didn't bail him out. Zach Ertz, drop pass, crucial moment. These are the balls you got to catch. Noah Brown.
Zach Brown's a great man.
Crucial moment. crucial moment. You got to catch these passes. Yeah. I mean, you got to bail your quarterback out. When he's not having his best game, then the onus is on you as a teammate to have your best game.
Let me jump in there because we got to go to a timeout. I always appreciate you, AP. Yeah, thank you. Sure. And I'm glad you got the jersey.
Thanks,
and, of course, again, a happy Veterans Day. And thank you for your service. I think that's an interesting one. He said they didn't bail him out, meaning the throws may not have been perfect, but they didn't do enough to maybe compensate for throws that were a little bit off, a little bit behind, maybe a little bit too hard, whatever. And then they contributed some what everybody determines as easy drops. Now, again, everybody grades and looks and evaluates that, but they didn't bail him out is a fair point. I think they didn't bail him out. And maybe if they did bail him out, nobody would be walking away going, "What do you mean Jaden didn't play great? What do you mean Jaden was
But outside
sharp?
Of the drops, though, Chris, there were still misses on inaccurate balls.
But there's been that. There's been three or four of those every week.
There
was probably seven or eight of them this week.
Those misses in a tight spot, close game hurt.
Understood.
And they're more consequential.
Understood. Point Absolutely. Blank. All right. Timeout ahead here. 222, Team 980. We got more of your calls coming up. Again, the Capitals in action tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they welcome home the Tiger. We will let you hear something cool that Matt put together coming up later on as well. I want to get to the NBA court thing. That's just driving me nuts. We'll see what the YIC thinks about that. All to come on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. You know, I was driving around last night on my 3-hour sojourn from the Navy Yard to Command Land in Ashburn to back home through all the traffic. Yes, it took me almost 3 hours to get home with a stop at Wawa in between because I had to go to the bathroom so bad and I needed caffeine. But I thought I heard a reference to you got to be crazy in love with something.
What was that?
Out of the main event, Messiah.
What did I say?
What did you say? You got to be crazy in love with some. I mean, you've gone from you got to be crazy in love with Jaden Daniels and the number two overall pick or Adam Peters or whatever the hell you used to go on and on and on and about on a T-shirt to something else last night. I heard this and I was like, oh, yeah, it reminded me. What were you talking about? You remember? You don't remember? Maybe you'll think about it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
All right, let's get to Ken and Waldorf. This is going to be interesting if Matt's description is correct here. Let's see what Ken and Waldorf has to say. Ken, I understand your birthday's coming up as well?
Hello, Ken.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you got to turn down your radio for us, okay? Or whatever that all that
no,
noise is.
No, I'm not on the radio. I'm actually in a grocery store.
Oh, okay.
I was in the car for a little while. And then,
I got you.
Please scan it now.
I got you.
Anyway.
All right, go ahead, real quick. Please scan it now.
No, what I was saying. please scan it now. Yeah, it looks like Linnell was scanned on February 14th or somewhere around Valentine's Day.
He's a hunk of burning love, if I have to tell you. I mean.
Happy birthday, brother. Mine is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday.
No, his is actually tomorrow. So yours is tomorrow as well?
Mine is the very next day after his. Mine is on the 15th.
Oh, okay. So Friday.
So why did you say mine is tomorrow?
Yeah,
Ken?
That's what I was confused
about. Yeah, mine was the morning after.
Okay.
I get what you're saying.
All right, gotcha. Happy birthday, Ken. All right, go right ahead.
Hey, thanks. But, hey, I did have a point, right? So here's the thing, right? We all know that every quarterback makes this read. Every quarterback misses a pass here and there. The fact that we're actually talking about, you know, whether he's made a mistake or not as a rookie, and we're actually having a serious conversation about it back and forth, this really is a positive for me. I mean, they're talking about if he's an MVP of the league or if he's not because he's a rookie. I mean, how 24 years, man. I've been a fan 25, 26 years. And we got a quarterback that's in the conversation. Some of the most positive things you ever want to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm good, man. I'm good. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah. We were just listening.
Oh, okay.
I
thought I got cut off.
I've made assumptions about you based off of your your refusal to use the hardworking people in that Giant. At the actual cash register, and you use AI?
Man, I thought about it. There were some big, heavy people. No offense to heavy people, because I am too. But, yeah, they were in line with a lot of stuff. So I said, well, let me just go ahead and use AI.
No offense to big, heavy people.
I didn't want to mess up the call.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate you. This show sometimes takes some weird turns. I can't explain sometimes the kind of waves that we ride on this show. 2:30 on the Team 980 Odyssey app. Yeah, indeed. We've still got a lot more to come. We're going to get into some other things as well. We just started to scratch the surface literally on how to beat Philadelphia or what to watch out for Philadelphia. We'll do a little bit more of that. I mentioned Lars Eller coming back. Caps on the ice tonight at home against Tirana. And as well, I want to get into with the YIC. Those ugly, nasty, awful, horrible courts that the NBA is using again for the NBA Cup. Wanted to kind of go down that road and bounce some NBA things off of my guy here, even on a short week. On his birthday week, we'll try and make him happy. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. First, a trending alert. Yeah, indeed. The Commanders are getting ready to take off for Philadelphia right around now, actually. Short trip up I-95, but through the air. And then they will play Thursday night football at 8:15 tomorrow night. Now, of course, we have all-day coverage. I'll be live in Philadelphia. Linnell will be back here. Craig Hoffman in between all that. The DOC after the game, taking your calls in-game. You got in-game live, B&G live, as you can react to what you're seeing in Philadelphia. No Marshawn Lattimore. He's been ruled out. Brian Robinson looking like he might be able to play. We will all find out together tomorrow. Around the NFL, the Colts have made the decision to go back to Anthony Richardson in place of Joe Flacco. After earlier this week, head coach Shane Steichen had certainly indicated that Flacco was going to stay as the quarterback. It appears that it is a week-to-week decision, and then they will evaluate there on Anthony Richardson moving forward. Meanwhile, the NBA tonight, as we mentioned, the NBA San Antonio Spurs. They've admitted that Greg Popovich had a mild stroke recently. That's part of the reason why he's been on the sideline. Well, he won't coach tonight against the Washington Wizards, a game you can hear right here on the Team 980, beginning with pregame coverage at 7:45. The Wiz have lost five in a row, including last time out in Houston. The Capitals back home, and again, welcoming the Tiger. Lars Eller back to the fold. He, of course, with the go-ahead goal in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final back in 2018, and a whole lot more than that. Lars Eller, acquired in a trade last night with the Pittsburgh Penguins, should be in the lineup against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Game you can hear over on 106.7 The Fan. Pregame coverage at 7:15, and that's what's trending. Now, here's another interesting note on young quarterbacks and rookie quarterbacks and why I worry so much about health and viability and staying on the field and whatever. Something that Linnell completely ignores, doesn't care about, doesn't worry about, bye weeks, all that stuff. J.J. McCarthy, who, of course, was lost for the season after the first preseason game for the Vikings, in which, by the way, he looked very good. J.J. McCarthy had a second surgery on his surgically repaired right knee, the one he tore the ACL in, this week to address swelling that developed after an uptick in rehab activity, according to Kevin Seifert of ESPN. As part of the procedure, he was given a biological injection. It sounds like what they shot into my mouth this morning as they were dealing with my with all of the stuff that I've got going on, which was not fun. Not a good way to start your morning, baby. No changes to the recovery timetable, they say, as of right now. But a biological injection, a second procedure, this is, you know, again, so far, they've been lucky to get away with whatever the rib injury is, that Jaden Daniels hasn't missed anything more than the remaining part of the Carolina game. But every time I see something like this, it makes me go, oh, man, they're just one hard hit away.
Because,
like, oh, man, they're just one dirty, cheap shot away.
Every team in the NFL.
I know.
I can't
get it out of my mind.
Over it. I know.
I can't get it out of my mind. All right, let's wrap up on the calls, and then I want to get into some other things with you. Let's go to, you know, Kenan Waldorf was supposed to talk about Benjamin St. Juice. He didn't, because he was too busy checking out his groceries, unless I missed it. It was hard to tell. There was a lot of commotion going on there. But I know one guy who loves Benjamin St. Juice more than anybody else. It's Lou.
Oh, snap.
Right, Lou? I mean, Lou. Benjamin St. Juice is the guy that you should really blame for that loss, not anybody else, not a team loss by any means.
That would be the right thing to say, yeah. But I'm not gonna come on the radio and try to blame this bum. He's a bum. Like, everybody's seeing it every Sunday, so there's no reason to be talking about him. As far as, look, the criticism
on
Jaden,
not a bum.
He's
not a bum.
Man, dude, how do you give up a winning touchdown for a guy who hasn't played the entire season?
Lou, Mike Williams is a good receiver. I mean, he didn't fit in with the Jets because Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass prick. I mean, how about that?
Chris, I get it, but come on, man. We talking about a guy who hasn't been irrelevant for about 2 years or so? And you drop 15 yards and you still get beat. And how you telling me this guy is worth of anything on this team? But that's for another subject. Like, that's for another subject. But did you guys talk about the criticism on Jaden? I mean, it's well worth it. I mean, look, the guy missed some throws, like that lob pass that pulled McCaffrey. If you see Lamar, what he did when he threw that touchdown to a receiver or tight end, he just lobbed it. I wish he would have done that. I mean, look, man, it's a learning process. It's his first year. So I don't get this notion of the guy's supposed to be a superhero every Sunday. Come on, man. We got to stop that as a fan, as a whatever you want to call yourself.
See, this is what y'all do. This is what y'all do, Lou. You represent, like, and Lou, you're my guy, but y'all, you can't pick and choose when he's a rookie. Before this past week, declared him a top five quarterback. I had declared him a top five quarterback. He was playing like a top five quarterback. He didn't play like one on Sunday, so I'm gonna let you know that. That's all I've ever been trying to say. Y'all gave Chris hell Monday and Tuesday. I mean, y'all were throwing stones at this guy. Maybe Twitter.
I didn't feel like it was that bad. Let me just say this. I will say this. Okay. Yeah. If you said to me, hey, who's more responsible for the lost Benjamin St. Juice's failure to cover Mike Williams in a big spot, 3rd and 9, blah, 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 all the things that went into that play, plus the earlier defensive pass interference, which did contribute to a Steelers scoring drive. Or Jaden Daniels, if I had to pick one or the other, I'd probably lean and skew more towards St. Juice, right? However, that being said, I truly do believe, and maybe this is straddling the fence, maybe this is too vanilla, maybe this is too conservative, it was a team loss, like, right? The offense, defense, exactly. And special teams, everybody screwed up to some degree in some way.
That's what I told Big L yesterday. Everyone deserved a criticism. Nobody played perfect on Sunday. We didn't finish the game. Bottom line, we didn't execute when it mattered the most. We let Pittsburgh control in the last 10 minutes of the game, and that was bad. And we didn't control the ball of position. So, I mean, position of whatever you want to call it, time of position. We didn't do that. So, this is just one game, man. So, look, there's nothing wrong with criticizing Jaden or everybody else. Everyone deserves it. I criticize Cliff running that stupid second and whatever. I think we had the first and second. He did a reverse pass and Diami. I mean,
yeah,
come on, man.
I think it was second and 9 or whatever it was.
Man, if Diami throws the damn ball, Jaden is running to the races.
No, we try to be too cute. That's for the coaches. They need to get that.
Man, they're struggling. Well, they were struggling to execute their offense all day long. They tried to do something that would give them a spark.
I will say that there was another similar play to that setup.
Hold on. You just say they was having a hard time. We up 24-10 or 14.
No. Linnell's right on this one, Lou. They were three and out of Palooza for much of the first.
If you take out the touchdown drive off of the short field,
right, which was three plays in and of itself.
Their first three drives were three and out. They had that 94-yard touchdown drive before the half. But outside
that was heavily penalty aided by Joey Porter Jr.
I mean, they didn't do a damn thing offensively.
They had 5 3-and-outs on Sunday. They had 12 all year combined coming into the game. They had 5. They had almost half their total. The offense was not in. Despite the 27 points, again, 7 of those points were absolutely gifted because of the fake punt drop, whatever, which they would have given up and it would have been a disaster. And then, again, you could argue penalty aid and drop. Now, they did have to execute some on that drive. 9? I'm not saying that they didn't. But you could technically argue that 14 of those 27 points were basically a present left
Lou,
under the Christmas tree.
Look, can I give you this number that me and the analytics amigos came up with? 9 of Washington's 11 drives didn't go for more than 25 yards.
Mm.
Like, if that's not an indictment.
Yeah.
But that's one game out of 10 games.
But this is the game we're talking about. Y'all love y'all team. Right. I give it to you.
Yeah, but Lou, we appreciate you as always.
This is not an industry plant like Chris, so Lou cares.
Lou, we appreciate you. I mean, listen.
Chris just wants to troll us.
Here's the thing. But here's the weird thing. I've come in and said, he missed this or he missed that, or boy, I wish he would have hit that and wish he would. And you've gone crazy on me saying, well, you can't expect him to hit everything. So now that you're critical, critical of him instead of like swearing by him and thinking that boy is whatever you
he
say
is.
And all
but
that
he
stuff.
Still is all of that.
Right.
This is why I'm critical
but
of him.
But I
because
think that,
my expectations are high and he's earned
okay.
that.
Okay. And I think that's fair. I also think we can acknowledge that he's a rookie, but he's an advanced rookie. But I can also I think we can also acknowledge, hey man, he still made a couple of special throws on Sunday and he was a hair off or a tick off. And if he would have been just a hair off or a tick better, and if maybe a couple of those catches, like even Terry didn't catch one that he should have caught. Whether it's a drop or not, it doesn't matter. If one or two of those plays go, they probably win that game. 245, team 980. Let's get to, let's squeeze in Mitch in Jersey here. What up, Mitch? How are you?
How's it going, Chris?
What's up, Mitch?
Manel, happy early birthday. Is that all right? How you doing?
Thank you. Thank you, Mitch.
I can't. What is wrong with this phone? When
I have no idea. I don't know.
You all right,
Mitch,
buddy?
Mitch, you got to get an Android, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's all that that Apple
That's
technology
true.
Stuff. I don't know.
I wish I blame all the refs, number one, and the running game could have been a help. But his first two games, I'm talking about James Allen, was like a rookie. He's been playing great. On barring injury, I think he's going to be a really good quarterback for the next 10, 12 years. I think it's going to be a great game tomorrow. And I hate these Thursday games. And our bye week's the 14th. You might as well make it the 18th week. Because if you get the division number one seat, then we'll have 3 weeks off.
Well, yeah, maybe they can get that too. Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it.
I'll be real with you.
I will say this. Do you fear the Eagles defense?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I don't fear them like I normally fear them. They're improving. I want to make sure.
I don't. Okay, let
we
me
acknowledge
say this. Not,
that.
I wouldn't say I fear the defense. Mm-hmm. They're just two guys that really have made a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Carter, when he's playing like Jalen Carter, is unblockable.
I agree. That is going to be a really, 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 really tough matchup for Badass and Cosme.
Yeah.
I
think Baldy tried to correct me last night. I think he's the best D tackle. When he's got his head on straight, he's the best interior defensive lineman in the NFL. Combination of speed, power. He's
when he's on. I mean, he's not always consistent.
He's not.
But when he is on,
he is the best. What fears me about Philly's defense is their ability to stop the run without having to like allocate extra guys to the box. I think N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond and their front seven can stop Washington's rush attack.
Well, if they can't,
but here's the
run,
thing that I'm under. It's I keep forgetting the impact that Brian Robinson. Like, not that I'm forgetting it, but like having him back.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not definite that he's back.
They,
I mean, we
they,
think
they
he's
can't
back.
Win this game without him.
I would almost largely Again,
not
it's one thing to beat the Giants at MetLife Stadium with Chris Rodriguez Jr. and Austin Eckler and Jeremy
you
McNichols.
Need all hands on deck.
It's another thing to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And even with Brian Robinson, I don't know if they are going to win this game. I will say this, right? If they are 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-9, 3rd-and-10 all night long or most of the night, I don't see a path to victory because I don't know if their wide receivers or their tight ends at this point are dynamic separators enough, catchers, yards after the catch guys, that they can constantly make up for first and 10 run loss, first and 10 no gain, what have you. And I know what some people, the analytics, the true analytics amigos are going to say, just pass the ball. Just pass the ball on every first and 10. It automatically works. Well, it doesn't work that way.
I think the offensive
line. It does
line,
not work that way.
I think the offensive line was worse off in pass pro because they didn't have enough opportunities to go fire off and hit somebody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe. Here's the one thing that I that gives me a little bit of pause for optimism. Again, you mentioned Jordan Davis. I'm sorry, Jalen Carter. Like, Jordan Davis, not a big pass rusher. Milton Williams, okay. Bryce Huff's kind of had a disappointing first year in Philadelphia.
He don't play to run, I'll tell you that. Yeah, we can run on the edge against this team.
Yes.
That's what
it's not a feat. Like, oh my, like, I feared Highsmith and Watt and everything and Hayward and everything that the Pittsburgh Steelers brought. I don't fear that with the Eagles.
Can I tell you why another guy that's playing out of his mind. Mm-hmm. Quinyon Mitchell versus Terry McLaurin is going to be the matchup.
Well, normally it's Darius Slay, but Mitchell has played pretty darn well.
They're smart. I mean, there's no way they do that. I just look at what the Eagles defense did against Cincinnati, man. They held Cincinnati to 17 points and largely kept Jamar Chase under wraps. Yeah. 9 catches for 54 yards.
Yeah. But not every game plays out the same. And that was, 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. I look at the Eagles' defense over the past couple of weeks, and it's the same thing. For y'all that don't want to credit them because of their opponents that they've played, like, you all are the biggest hypocrites that exist. Our defense has improved, and we've played bad teams.
Yep.
So, like, their defensive improvement, I think, is real. They got to have the balance, man. The most important, as great as Jayden Daniels has been, the key to the offense is staying ahead of the sticks and having balance. They're not at their best when they're asking him to drop back 40 times.
Well, no team is.
They're not.
No team is. No matter what the numbers say, no team, when they ask their quarterback to do too much, and they, oh, by the way, they ask the offensive line to do too much. Because, again, here's another thing. Like, Trent Scott didn't, it wasn't a bloody Sunday, but it wasn't good enough.
No.
And granted, against who he was going against, understandable. Like, they can't have that and the inability to run the ball tomorrow night if they're going to have any chance to win. Unless they get 4 turnovers by the defense, which, oh, by the way, is how they won that Monday night game 2 years ago in Philadelphia. 250, Team 980, more to come on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, including welcome back, Tyga. You'll hear a very important goal in Lars Eller's career and that of the Washington Capitals coming up on the other side of 3 o'clock right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, wrapping up the 2 o'clock hour, a lot more to do in the 3 o'clock hour. You've just found a spicy quote from Bears receiver Keenan. Listen, the one thing that I will say about, at least we can somewhat talk about football now instead of who's saying what and who's doing what, with the exception of what Brian Robinson tweeted earlier this week and then immediately deleted, which wasn't great. But at least he deleted it and re-clarified what he wanted and whatever.
Yeah.
We don't have any of this bad stuff that the Chicago Bears have. I mean, there's, not only did they completely obliterate their offensive coordinator 10 months after he got the job, but then on top of that, there's allegedly veteran players that want Caleb Williams benched. And,
well, Keenan Allen said why it didn't click. Quote, too nice of a guy. OTAs can't.
Talking about Shane Waldron.
Yeah. OTAs, camp, we fell into a trap of letting things go and not holding people accountable.
Mm.
That's a slippery slope. Just professionalism and doing things the right way from the beginning. Meaning, Matt Eberflus hired an even bigger clown than he is.
Why do you hate coaches? Why do you blame coaches for almost everything? Why do you never blame players or rarely blame
Do you
blame
not
players?
Hear Keenan Allen saying that the coach is not holding guys responsible? That's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem.
Okay,
but part of it is on the players, too. Players have to hold themselves accountable. You think, like,
dog,
everybody in the Commanders' locker room, just waits until Dan Quinn gives them direction?
You just want to pick a fight.
No, I got you.
I'm a grown
I'm
man.
Just curious.
You just want to pick a fight with me. I'm 27 now. You want to pick a fight.
You're not 27 until
not
tomorrow.
27 yet, but you get what I'm saying. How am I wanting to pick a fight with a coach? His job is to hold people accountable. If they're screwing up and there's no consequence for it, And that's on the coach.
My job is to hold you accountable.
Who walks with the big stick.
If I don't know, if you do what you want to do and how you want to do it, is it my fault?
You're not my coach.
Matt's messing with you again. Stop talking. Yeah. Yeah, Matt's messing with you. Happy birthday early. That's Matt's birthday present. More of your calls on the other side. Plus, the Tiger is back.
Is my mic really off?
Now it's back on. You can't tell the difference?
No. Yes. Okay, it's off. It's off. It's off.
It's on now.
No, it's not. It's
off. My gosh. We've got to end this hour because this is a disaster. If you can't tell the difference, you're calling. We don't have an HR department.
We don't have it after our newfound.
Yeah, I don't know. 301-230-0980. Back in a flash on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.